The pump is back. The pulse and pump of suction between your legs latched to your cock, locked onto it. You can make the feeling come. You have that ability, and the moment I unlocked in your brain the knowledge that you have the ability to just make your cock jump and work, stroke it from within, you can jerk off just moving those muscles. Your hands can stay lax by your sides while the rest of you squeezes enough to jerk and stroke your cock from within, but the visualization makes it more powerful. The sucking, the mechanical sucking latched around it, that vacuum seal, which moves irregularly. You feel the very tip of your cock sucked against the inside of some sheath, some covering, some machined device for cock milking. And if you're locked in that place, when it starts to pump, then it's just gonna happen. It is unavoidable that your penis will squirt, unavoidable that your dick is gonna blow its load. You are going to come into a squeezing that comes both from within and from that visualization without, your machined milked cock. Your length is locked in a vacuum seal that exists to apply just the right pressure, just the right pleasure, an intensity of vibration that's throbbing through. It's going right through your cock, into your balls, into the base. Your whole lower body's being sucked and vibrated and moved, locked in a sheath designed to make you come, to bring you right there. Pumping, sucking, sucking, a constant suction that would pull you forward if you weren't laying there just letting it happen. But no matter how hard that sheath sucks, it's staying on your cock right to the base, staying locked on there. Pumping, pumping, pumping. It sucks and applies that pressure, that pull from inside, then it stops and lets your cock cool down for just a moment. But that all reminds you of what you hold deep inside, of the ability you have at any moment to squeeze those same muscles, especially if you're hard already, especially if you're already headed there. If you were jerking off, wouldn't it be irresistible to add some extra squeezes from within? It might tire you out, might make you heavier, might make you deeper, but you can draw on this little hypnotic command. When you're getting off, you're squeezing those muscles, the muscles that if you squeezed at them, worked at them, pumped at them long enough, would have you coming even if your hands were busy elsewhere. You can be brought to the edge by your own body, your own squeezing musculature. You have the ability to push yourself over that edge and be coming, squirting. Isn't it more obscene? Isn't it sexier to think of yourself in that position, squirting and blank because you're deep and deeper? When you squeeze those muscles, you get better at squeezing them the next time. You are developing and training a muscle, but your brain too. Training your brain to know that when the squeezing starts, when a voice is trying to coax the suction feeling, you visualize a machine, something made to make your cock squirt. This could be any number of things, but it manifests in you in that squeezing sensation that draws the feeling out through your cock, the squeeze and push, that just pulls your length until your brain's being pulled with it. All of your brain, your mind, your thoughts being massaged, being worked the way your cock is by a dedicated, purpose-built system of intentions and commands. The right words, the right connection between you and me. Suction, squeezing, suction, pumping. The entire length of your cock captured in a device you know can pump it because the feeling is really beginning in your body and being motivated to flow, being pulled forward the way suction, the way a vacuum seal, the way that stimulation would, pulling, tugging, teasing, pulling, inciting you to think about everything that could be done to you by a machine built solely for the purpose of working your cock and getting you coming. Well, that's what hypnotic training here is. You're being conditioned to work your cock in a variety of ways, including devoting muscle-based pressure and tension from within to get it all hard, Get your balls welling up and sucking against the base of it. Feel that vibrating, squeezing, pump, pump, pump suction sheath around your cock. That's what you are all the time. You are always a machine connected to your cock, purpose-built to apply that mental trigger, that conditioning. Your cock pumps because you're squeezing the muscles behind it, which makes you feel good all through your hips, through your butt, through your cock. All of it's connected. You are a machine, always connected to your own cock, always having access to those muscles. And the temptation rises. Every now and then you can squeeze and make yourself erect. Squeeze and remember the incitement deeper. My words flow into you and your cock responds, the suction responds. Whenever I am presenting the idea of sinking, of going deeper, of listening and following and obeying, you're allowed to give yourself a few little suction squeezes of all the muscles below, enough to push you deeper, because that pleasure conditioning, that absolutely hazy cock thought in your brain, that is all you have right now. It's all you think about right now. Your length is sucking, moving, machining, following my words, following my will. Squeeze the muscles through there and get it pulsing. Get it moving. Get it pumping. Get it sucking. The wonderful thing about having something made to make your cock squirt is you can lean back and trust yourself to the motions, the familiarity. The orgasms would be more consistent, too, if it were machined, if your cock were pumped, if it were being sucked on into a vacuum seal and then worked there in that state, it would get harder. It would get harder faster. It would squirt easier. It would squirt easier because of the consistency, the same feeling. And just like you're learning to squeeze those muscles, you would learn to think the right thoughts. Open yourself to the right feelings and come earlier and earlier and easier whenever suction, the sucking of your entire length, is invoked. Whenever it's mentioned, you get harder. Harder every time. Hotter every time. You're going to get hard enough that your cock is taking up more space, that your body feels heavy under it, and that suction, it's pulling your thoughts down toward your cock, just like it's pulling your length forward, tugging on it, making it feel stretched and hot and wonderful along every truly rock-hard inch of you, drooling for it. You'd have to let out lots of nice lubricant whenever the vacuum seal relaxed, whenever it let go, whenever it let your cock have enough breathing room to lube itself up. That is, unless you were very advanced, then the moment sucking, pulling, tugging, pumping became the case, you'd be giving in, squirting as soon as the first pumps begin. Can you imagine that level of training, that level of deepness? That's what you want to pursue, being so good and strong in that musculature, so able to squeeze and make your cock jump without even touching it, that you would just come as soon as suction was invoked, sucking, pumping, pulling, tugging on your cock, making it jerk, making it want to come, making you want to come. That's the wonderful thing about your length being trapped like that. Pump and suck and suck. That feeling makes you think and want certain things. That's just biology, quite apart from hypnosis. When your cock's pumped like that, you want to come. Getting closer, edged closer, want to come. You want your well-sucked, trained, vacuum-sealed, hypnotized length to be coming. You want it to be squirting, want to release, want my voice to thrum it deeper. And when you get sucked like that, your thoughts are sucked too, forward and down toward your cock, thinking about how good you feel between your legs. That's what you need to feel anyway. Right now, there's a craving, deep and powerful, and it comes from your ability to move those muscles. Because you can squeeze all that musculature, you want to. You want to make your penis jump. You wish to make it ooze out. The juices that are a sign of your submission to your own body, which is a kind of safe, comfortable submission, an exploration, really. Pump, squeeze, pulse down below. You're turned on by this thing your body can do. Same as you might be turned on just by getting hard, being erect in the first place, the pleasure it can bring you to feel. Combining your knowledge of what it's like to get hard and hot with the ability to squeeze those muscles behind your rigidness, behind your hard length. You can squeeze them and cause it to move a little. And that movement is pleasurable too. You can squeeze the muscles. You can squeeze your whole body. And eventually you relax. Eventually your muscles get out of the way and let everything flow. Your cum wants to come out. Your body wants to let it out. You wish to orgasm. You really, really want it. And that's why you squeeze and why you feel the suction from the very top of your cock, standing tall as it is to the bottom. That suction even pulls the skin around your balls and your inner thighs, everything being sucked forward, pulled forward. Your thoughts, your brain, too, leaning forward, trying to find the next little change you can make to your position, change you can make to how you're squeezing, to get your cock to come sooner. Seeking an orgasm even though you're relaxed in place, even though you're slipping deep and thinking only of your hard-on getting drippier, then suddenly rigid and spastic, suddenly the length shooting come out. You know what it feels like. You know how good it feels to only think of that length and of your body coming with it and for it. Your hard, sucked on, trained member, that length is there. It's hard and it's moving all on its own from its own muscles that you're squeezing. The muscles in that part of your body, independent from everything else. Which is good, because your legs and your arms, every other part of you is a little bit heavy, while your hard-on is jumping. A little bit heavy, while you're getting hard, getting ready. While you're jerking it off without even touching with your hands. Jerking off from within, the length of that pole moving around, causing feelings that grow and grow, build. And build, building up toward a release you know you need. This is practice, learning, empowering, enhancing those muscles and making them all the more powerful, influential, able to make you come when you need to come when you badly crave it. Even if your arms are heavy and hypnotized, you are permitted to move the muscles down there to make your cock jump. It's a turn-on to see it just moving like a separate, living, thinking thing that only thinks about coming. Like your cock is pursuing climax while you're just laying there letting it, letting your body seek pleasure, seek arousal. Seek that hard on to become sucked upon, worked upon, to get as hard as it can, then drip as much as it can before finally letting go, finally relaxing even those muscles that you're squeezing now, and letting your cum emerge, letting out what you've been holding back. You have the ability to squeeze the muscles that surround your cock and bring about a feeling similar to if you were stroking it with your hand. And every time you do, a useful visualization, a useful fixation, is to dream of a purpose-built machine for sucking on, vacuum sealing, stroking your cock with your hands by your side. And because it is a machine, it will continue. Even if you come, it will continue. Keep working your cock, making the squirting go on longer than normal. Making the pleasure go on longer than it would if there weren't that sucking machine, that squeezing of the muscles inside your body. All you need to do is think about the muscles around your cock, and you will be able to think about how they feel when you come. And that informs you of which ones to focus on when you're learning to flex those muscles, learning to bring the pleasure without the need to even move your arms, which is good because when you're deep and blank, they might be stuck still, but the muscles, the small muscles that pull on your cock, that simulate jerking off without really needing to touch, those get much more active. Even in a trance, even in a deep place, they're active enough for you to make them move, and your whole body moves after. Your whole body feels that, because there's a powerful cluster of nerves and pleasure down there that you can access all the time. They're just muscles you don't move that much. But you know it's going to be good for you to work those muscles down there to make them stronger. It'll make you last longer before you come, which means more edging, more trance, more training to squeeze. Training to squeeze and have that orgasmic state even if your hands are by your side. This is powerful, useful, desirable. You should pursue it. You should train, and the best training is to know that you'll be hypnotically rewarded with nice deep trances that tell you to feel suction on your length, to feel that machine pumping away, or feel your body squeezing away, masturbating with your arms, weak and deep, masturbating with your cock, hard and upstanding, moving on its own, because the muscles behind it are so powerfully excited. And because you've been trained to make them so, to move them around, resulting eventually in your climax, in the moment when you're coming, and all you're thinking about is coming. But that's going to put a little note in you, in your subconscious, in the place where you squeeze the muscles too, in the nervous center. There's going to be a little reinforcement. You'll remember that doing it enough makes you come, and that will reinforce and remind you to squeeze more. Longer, harder, train at it, practice at it, do it until it's second nature, and when you need to come, your first thought will no longer be that you should slide your hands down there, but instead that you should just squeeze and squeeze until you start to harden. Then squeeze those same muscles. Visualize the suction of that machine pulling your cock, then letting it go, pulling it, then letting it go. This combination of feelings builds until the hard-on is maintained by the fact that you've come that close to orgasm anyway, and touching is irrelevant. But feeling how hard you are, that makes you want to squeeze those muscles more, more, until you're sweating with exertion, till your whole body's all tight, tight. And when you get tight enough that you're just a little away from coming, then you'll reach that point. The point of no return reached just by squeezing your muscles, just by making that suction thought in your head, which is like working a lever inside your head to apply pressure to make your cum need to come out. And then eventually, when you're close enough, when you hit the point of no return, you can stop squeezing your butt. You can stop squeezing all the muscles that run through, under, and behind and into your cock, because you'll be coming then. If it's truly unavoidable, then even if you stop squeezing, when you hit the point of no return without touching, you could stop squeezing until the climax starts, just to show yourself that you are beyond that point of inevitability, past the note in your head that says, oh, I should stop here so I can edge again. There is a point, and when you hit it, that suction continues. That's when you will be closest to that mentally created image, that sucking, working machine fastened around your cock. When you hit the point of no return, just from squeezing and rocking your hips, you should stop squeezing to prove to yourself that you really did hit that point without touching. That's a test, but it's also a reinforcement. If you're truly past the point of no return, then you'll be able to feel the helpless pleasure that comes from that milking machine, that sucking device, all around your cock, pumping, sucking, tugging on it, pulling you forward. And if you're at the edge, the point of no return, and and you go past it, then just stop squeezing your muscles. Relax them all. You'll feel the cum flow up your length. Feel it get to the tip. Then you can start squeezing again. When you're already cumming, when it's already so hard to focus, you'll have to train yourself in a whole separate set of skills. The skill of continuing to squeeze. Once that point of no return cum starts, to go back to squeezing and muster up enough mental energy to extend your squirting orgasm without even touching, leaving you a well-trained mess, visualizing what that sucking machine might do to you next, and how it could be enhanced further.